Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, good to be with you, Payne and Pendergast, Sports Radio 610. I have Mark Schlereth as the guest on my Utopia football podcast this week, or for Thursday, two episodes a week. Tuesday's the mailbag, Thursday's the guest. So this drops today, but we've got some nuggets from it. You can hear the entire conversation wherever it is you get your podcast. Utopia football podcast. I asked Mark Schlereth, Seth, about the offensive line and the run game for the Texans, and I thought this was interesting. You just talked in the previous segment about having a tell. I forget what we were talking about, but having a tell.
The Texans when they played the Steelers.
Yeah.
A few years ago.
Yep. Yeah. That's right, back in 2020. Mark Schlereth said the Texans had a tell in their running game this season.
There were two distinct kind of conceptual ideas about the way they were going to run the ball, and it became a real tell, which is a real hard thing, you know, for your offensive line. Yeah. Because Singletary was a more of a zone, you know, cutback runner, more fluid, where Pierce is more of a gap, straight downhill duo, that type of runner. And so depending on which guy was in, you already told the defense, if we run the ball, this is what we're running.
Yeah, and the other part of that, too, is it's not even necessarily always that you're saying exactly what you're going to run. It's just when the defense knows what you're good at and what you're bad at. That's where it's almost – like, I think sometimes you make too much. As a defensive player, it's not as important to know exactly what play is coming most of the time. It's more that a lot of times you know what – they're bad at out of a certain formation, or what would be like what is unlikely to be run, and then you can really focus your energy and your power at stopping the stuff that's dangerous. And it got very easy for the Texans to figure that out between Devin Singletary and Damian Pierce.
Well, and the question that I asked and the question that led to that answer was what improvements can we expect to see with you having played in that system, the Mike Shanahan system? We hear that that's a system that, you know, year two is where you see the big jump. It's a tough system for people to kind of grasp fully in 1 year. What kind of jump can we expect to see from the Texans' offensive line? He eventually got to the offensive line, but his initial reaction about the running game was it had more to do with the running backs than it did the offensive line.
Yeah.
And he was very bullish on what Joe Mixon could bring to the table for them.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, because Mixon's been doing similar stuff. It's not, there's no concern about him fitting into the system or
not. That's
right. So that part of it, I think, is good. He also, like, Mixon, I know one thing that Bengals fans got frustrated with him is that he doesn't necessarily maintain his balance well after contact, which is, that's the kind of stuff that keeps you from being an awesome back. Mm-hmm. I think when it comes to just executing this system, there's, in some respects, Mixon's running style is good because, like, first and foremost, they don't want to have any negative carries. So, like, it's – they really put a premium on, like, we don't want to get behind in the sticks. You got to get 4 yards. Get 4 yards. You got to figure out a way to get 4 yards. They'd rather have like steady 4, 5, 6 yard gains than a few home runs, but then a bunch of, you know, 0 yards or stuffs or tackles for a loss, which they've had the last few years.
That's so funny you say that. Like at one point during the conversation with Schlereth, we were talking about the running game, and he was bringing up numbers about when the quarterback's under center versus in gun, because the Bengals are in gun a lot, you know, so that he thinks it'll be better here for Mixon with the quarterback being under center.
Well, yeah, that was a huge part of last year. Remember the stat I had, Sean, where it was like through the end of November, the Bengals had been in gun on like 97% of their
right.
runs. And in this scheme, Joe Mixon is going to be really good for what they want to do in this scheme, which is have the quarterback under center. And the running back gets a big old downhill head of steam before he even gets the handoff.
Yep.
And it's just a whole different dynamic than trying to run out of gun. Some of the Joe Mixon drop off last year, it looks startling when you look at some of the advanced stats. It's very definitively tied to like which formations he's running out of.
Yeah,
that's why I'm not concerned about it.
And they're having to protect Joe Burrow, and that's a lot of the reason why they're doing some of the things they're doing. You know, they don't have that issue here, and CJ's under center a ton, and you can hear Schlereth talk about it fully on the podcast. I didn't pull these cuts, but since we're talking about it, he said they did a study in Carolina when Christian McCaffrey was there about McCaffrey running out of shotgun versus running out of when the quarterback's under center, and he gained a full yard more when they were running out from under center because, like you said, that head of steam is a fraction of a second that the defense needs, that the defense doesn't get to react to Christian McCaffrey.
It's like, it's the difference between riding your bike on the right-hand side of the road or the left, you know, that closing speed. There's a reason you ride on the right-hand side of the road because there's the closing speed isn't as great for the cars that might hit you.
Yep.
When you've got QB under center, the running back gets a downhill look at everything and has vision before the handoff that allows him to make some of the decisions in advance. Just a whole different, and it makes life a lot more miserable for the linebackers, first and foremost. That's why the play action is so effective with a QB under center.
That, and he talked about play action too in the conversation. It's a good conversation.
Yeah.
A little more with Schlereth here. He, of course, is in Denver, 104.3 The Fan. And I think somebody Texan fans are still maybe not enamored with, but interested in, as far as free agents go, you know, when names come up as to who's still out there. And boy, the Texans still do have a decent chunk of cap space, I'll say. Justin Simmons. Schlereth covers him on a daily basis. Here is Mark Schlereth on former Broncos safety and now free agent and Pro Bowler Justin Simmons.
So for Justin, I think for him, it's he'll be in shape. He'll train. He's, like I said, he's one of the great people in this league. He really is, which to me fits completely with what I know about the Houston Texans organization and the time I've spent with you guys. And he's going to sit and wait till after the draft and see what the best fit for him is that gives him the best chance to be a playoff contender and a Super Bowl contender. Because let's face it, and you know, he got drafted here in Denver in 2016.
Yeah.
And they went 9-7 that year, and they haven't had a winning season in all his years in Denver with Pro Bowls and All Pro, and so that'd be a great fit for him.
That's honestly, I'll be the first to like, you know, point out to people that the Broncos haven't had a good season in a long time, because people continue to talk about the Broncos like they were a perennial playoff contender, like 4 years after they stopped making the playoffs. But the fact that Justin Simmons has never actually had NFL success as a team player, like on his team,
on
that's kind of weird after playing his career with the Broncos.
Yeah.
That feels weird.
Right.
The fact that for him, it would be a step up going to a team that's looked at as a Super Bowl or a playoff contender. I think that the one with the Justin Simmons, though, in coming here as a free agent, even after the draft, is Simmons is going to have a lot of questions, obviously. Like, okay, I look at the depth chart, and you got Jimmy Ward and you got Jalen Petrie on there as their starters. How exactly am I fitting in, and what's it going to look like?
Yeah, it's funny. You would like this part of the conversation, Seth, with Schlereth, because the initial part when I asked him about Simmons, and you know, part of my question was, you know, what do we think he's looking for contractually? You know, does he think he's still that guy? He was making $15 million a year. And Schlereth said, these guys need to realize none of them are making $15 million a year anymore, and he called it the Vic Fangio effect. And he said Fangio was the one that started playing those high shells with the safeties there, which made the safeties these erasers in the defenses, and he, and Vic Fangio got a lot of safeties paid because of that defense he was playing.
Right.
Then guys like Kyle Shanahan and other Coop Shanahan-y guys figure out, all right, well, we just start throwing underneath and let guys catch and run. That's the way to combat. So the league is now adjusted to where, sorry, safeties, you missed your window to get that Vic Fangio rub.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
No, I got to think, like, Vic has probably been chuckling a lot over the past decade or so when people, like...
Those who don't know, you, like, you played for Vic.
Yeah, I played for Fangio. Yeah, like, people are acting like he invented cover two. It's hilarious because it turned, like, everything comes in cycles in the NFL. And, like, Vic's out there doing a lot of stuff that, frankly, they've been doing a lot, like, at various times in the history of the NFL. Fangio's been in the NFL, well, the USFL and NFL since the 1980s, you know. And, like, yeah, all of that is awesome, but especially when you've got really, really good linebackers. Because if you're going to play your safeties super deep, that means your linebackers have to cover like crazy. So, like, when Fangio was in San Francisco, he had those stud linebackers. You could do a lot of different stuff. It just... Yeah, you got to have the right personnel to do it.
Yeah.
And but like people start trying to just cram everybody into Fangio's system and you realize, "Oh, it's not as simple as that."
Yeah, he thinks like Schlereth thinks like, you know, like 7 or 8 million is around the number for a safety like Justin Simmons now, whereas it was double that, you know, when the safety the quote Vic Fangio effect was going on.
But you also, I mean, there is still room for the people who are the freak athletes of the world and everything.
For sure.
And, like, Justin Simmons isn't that guy right now.
Right.
You know, Jalen Petrie, I think, can be a viable, good, maybe a really, really good NFL safety. He doesn't have the elite traits of some of the guys that are, like, genuinely exceptional safeties.
Well, I think, but you also have two safeties as well. If indeed you were entertaining signing Justin Simmons, and I would love that. Like, that would be a Schefter tweet that if we saw, that would get me really excited, you know, independent of what the numbers are. I'm assuming whatever the numbers are, that Nick Caserio is doing it in a very responsible fashion. Yeah. So I don't think it's not going to be an overpay, that we know. But you do have two safeties right now in Petrie and Ward that could bump down and play slot corner if you wanted to. You know, it is possible to get all three of those safeties on the field at the same time.
Oh, right, yeah. And that's, again, you know, when it comes to depending on what the matchups are, especially versus tight ends, like having more safeties on the field, the better. And like on a game by game basis, there's a lot of really good reasons to have Justin Simmons on this team, even if he wasn't starting. I think it would probably start off being Jimmy Ward and Justin Simmons, but then you would still also have a lot of reasons and options for Jalen Petrie. So it's I'm not saying they shouldn't do it, but if it's going to be a little bit more of a less defined role for Justin Simmons, it might also mean a little bit, he might want a little bit more money to come here compared to somewhere else.
Yep. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Thursday. I said back during the college football season that I was waiting. It's when I saw this player do what he did during the college football season, I said, man, I cannot wait for the anonymous scouts to weigh in on this. It took us till a week before the draft, but they're coming out of the woodwork, and I am here for it, and you'll be here for it as well, and that is coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.